What's your name?
Ruth.
What do you do? What do you call yourself? Because we're surrounded by certain artifacts here.
I'm a basket maker, and I use a range of materials, but mainly willow. Well, willow artifacts are what are being shown here.
Willow because it's flexible and really easy to grow?
And it's local. There are colourful willow and dogwood baskets on the table where we've gathered the materials in the parks of Milton Keynes.
I love the way you're explaining the colour, because I am quite surprised at the bands of red and green and yellow and brown, and this is all locally sourced.
Yes, there's one basket here which is almost entirely sourced from the parts of Milton Keynes. And in the winter, if you travel around the parts of Milton Keynes, you can see colour. Now, you just don't imagine that you'll see colour. But when you start making baskets, suddenly you can see colour everywhere. So next time you're driving around or walking around Milton Keynes in the winter, have a good look. So the red at the top, which is going now a purpley colour, is dogwood, red dogwood. Mm. And then there's green dogwood, which is bright green. There's hazel, which is a sort of lovely brown. There's what we call Salix daphnoides, which is a willow, which starts off purple and then turns to grey and keeps its buds on, and it really does look rather beautiful.
Nobody has any problems with you leaping out of a car with a knife?
Ah, yes. The police stop us and say, oi, oi, oi. But we do have permission from the Parks Trust. We can only collect between November and the end of March, but we tend to collect in January, and we have permission, and we are directed to certain sites, and, you know, it's all very properly organised.
I can just imagine the police when they get any action today out there, guys. A couple of dangerous-looking basket weavers.
But not only the police, motorists that go past, they put their fists up in the air and you know, they think we are desecrating the beautiful environment.
You're coppicing, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're pruning. Yes. We're actually not coppicing, we're pruning.
Well, no, yeah. Trust you to know the technicalities of my errors. So this is, I imagine, a very, 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 very old skill.
Yes, it's ancient. It's actually the craft of basket making came before the making of pots. They used to put line baskets with clay. And then, I don't know the story absolutely correctly, but I think there was a fire involved and the basket got burnt away, and then you had a clay pot. So they started making clay pots. So in Oxford, very recently, they found a Roman basket.
No, still intact. That was my next question. How long can they last?
Squashed. Yes, it's very rare to find basketry remains in an archaeological dig. So this is a hugely exciting project.
And I imagine they got the weave, and they were, yes, oh, what a...
It's all folded up because it got squashed with mud and over time, but they've actually recreated it, and it was a funeral basket, so it was really rather a beautiful basket and very, very tightly woven. So they're ecstatic at in the archaeological department at Oxford University.
What's the I've actually had cause to purchase a very large basket to put a body in. I'm not joking. Most of my family, we've chosen green burial sites.
Yes.
And so my grandfather was a little bit too heavy for a basket coffin, but my mother had a basket coffin, and it was a thing of beauty.
I think Adam Faith started the fashion for willow, or brought it onto the map when I don't know if you remember, but his coffin was on the front page of most newspapers at the time. And it was a really beautiful willow coffin. Willow is very strong. I mean, if you think of baskets that go up in the air in hot air balloons, they're...
Well, you want them to be strong.
Exactly. And then they land with a thump.
Yeah. You've got the flexibility, the suspension.
And the strength.
Yeah.
So... Yes, you can.
What's the biggest thing you've made?
The biggest thing I've made is...
Don't show me a photo, explain it.
All right.
It's audio.
We had, of course, it is. The OU had an art walk to celebrate the 40th anniversary of Milton Keynes. And I made a sculpture which is based on the baskets that are shown here, which is a Polish basket, because a traditional English or French basket has generally a flat top, but this Polish designer created one where it sort of curved up. And so I made this sculpture for the OU Art Walk, which was about 6 or 7 feet tall. And somebody went round and thought, oh, this is rather nice, I'd like one for myself. So I made one as a commission for him, and it was 11 or so feet tall, so it was quite tall.
It's almost, you could almost...
I was on a ladder.
Yeah, but doing could it, you not so. Make, could you not kind of weave a shed?
Yes, my...
I'm thinking of a commission.
My tutor, who taught me all that I know now, has in her garden a little house that she's built for her grandchildren.
Oh, wow.
And the sides are willow, and the top is thatched. So it's like a... Well, like a yurt in a way, but it's willow.
Wow, a thing of beauty, no doubt.
Yes,
thank you very much indeed. Is there anywhere people can go online to see your work? There's the sigh before. The internet? I'm a basket weaver.
Well, the thing is, I do work digitally, but the time I spend making baskets, I haven't got the time to spend... creating a website.
So if people Google you, I bet you they'll find some articles online. What do they need to Google?
Well, Ruth Salter, or if they Google the Basket Makers Association, there's lots of images there, and I'm mentioned.
Thank you very much indeed.